Moksha Rupi, Hare Krishna. I would like to greet all of you from my heart and tell you how profoundly grateful and happy we are that you have all come to celebrate at this year's Vrushka Gauranga camp.
Želim svi da vas pozdravim i da vam kažem koliko smo zaista duboko zahvalni što ste svi ove godine došli na ovaj Vrushka Gauranga kamp.
Some of you have had a long, long way behind them before they reached.
Neki od vas su jako dugo, dugo putovali prije nego što su došli ovdje.
And some of us are still on the way and have not yet reached.
A neki od nas su još uvijek na putu, još uvijek dolaze ovamo i nisu još stigli.
Somewhere between London and Amsterdam they are traveling at the moment.
I trenutno putuju negdje između Londona i Amsterdama.
It's very important for all of us who are participating in this Vaishnava festival to make up our minds in the beginning what we wish to attain during this festival.
Jako je važno za sve nas koji učestvujemo u ovom vaishnavskom događaju da se odlučimo na početku, da se odlučimo šta želimo da postignemo sa ovim.
In ancient times, people would go on pilgrimage to renew themselves.
U drevna vremena ljudi su odlazili na hodočašća kako bi se obnovili.
Not only in India, but also Russia and everywhere where there was a religious or spiritual orientation, people would use pilgrimages to get away from their daily life and make a new experience together with God.
I ne samo u Indiji, nego u Rusiji ili bilo gdje gdje je postala neka religijska duhovna skupina, ljudi bi odlazili na hodočašća kako bi otišli iz svoje dnevne rutine, kako bi došli u kontakt sa sobom.
Now it's very interesting that in India there are manuals or guidelines how to make a pilgrimage the greatest success if you go on it.
I jako interesantno da u Indiji postoje gotovo priručnici za odlazak na hodočašće kako biste mogli da od tog hodočašća napravite jedan veliki uspjeh.
And it's more interesting that these four guidelines which I will introduce to you are also guidelines which will help you to make your pilgrimage to Vrushka Gauranga totally ecstatic.
Još interesantnije da će ova četiri uputstva koja će vam večeras dati napraviti vaše hodočašće na Vrushku Gaurangu potpuno ekstatično.
It's the great saint Pulastya Rishi. He is one who resides on one of the seven stars, who has told the pilgrim must absorb four rules in order to make his pilgrimage a success.
I Pulastya Muni je taj koji je, to je jedna osoba koja živi na jednoj od sedam zvijezda i on je rekao kako osoba mora da napravi, da slijedi ta četiri pravila kako bi svoje hodočašće učinio uspješnim.
In a moment I will tell you these four rules.
I za trenutak ću vam reći ta četiri pravila.
But before I do so, I want to tell you about the Chinese emperor Chang Hung.
Prije toga želim vam reći nešto o kineskom vladaru koji se zvao Chang Hung.
Chang Hung, the emperor, would, like we also do, every morning take a bath.
Chang Hung je svako jutro, kao što i mi to činimo, se kupao.
And in this bathtub which he used, he had an inscription. It was a golden bathing tub.
I on je imao zlatnu kadu koju koristio za kupanje i u njoj je bilo nešto ugravirano.
The gravira, the inscription was Chang Huang. Every day renew yourself.
I to što je bilo ugravirano je bilo Chang Huang, svaki dan se obnavljaj.
Huh? And the idea was he would every day wash the dirt away from him in this golden bathing tub and be refreshed.
Poenta je bila ta da je on svakog jutra u toj zlatnoj kadi se kupao i skidao sa sebe svu prljavštinu i bio
I would like to encourage you to also take every day a bath like this and renew yourself. Don't just go under your showers in Fruška Gora. They may not even work so well. No, use the day to renew yourself spiritually. Every day you should use to find a new spiritual treasure here.
Svaki dan iskoristite da pronađete novo duhovno blago.
I have heard personally from Krishna that he has kept a treasure for every one of you.
Lično sam čuo od Krišne da on ima spremno blago za svakoga od vas ovdje.
Here in the Fruška Gauranga summer camp there is a great treasure for all of you.
Ovdje na ljetnom kampu Fruške Gauranga se nalazi veliko blago za svakoga od vas.
So for this you need to every day take a shower to purify or renew yourself.
Zato svaki dan trebate da se okupate kako biste se pročistili i obnovili.
That everyday renewal of yourself will make you eligible to receive your personal treasure.
To svakodnevno obnavljanje će vas učiniti kvalifikovanim da dobijete vaše lično blago.
Now, how to do this, how to everyday renew yourself, is very nicely explained by Chang'ung. Here we have to leave him. By Pulastya Rishi.
Kako da dođemo do tog blaga, to je jako lijepo opisano od strane Pulastya Rishi.
He says someone who is on a pilgrimage where he wants to find spiritual treasures must learn these four rules.
Znači osoba koja na hodočašću želi da dostigne duhovno blago, ona mora da ispuni ta četiri uslova.
First rule.
Prvo pravilo.
Practice a sense of inner satisfaction every day.
Praktikujte osjećaj unutrašnjeg zadovoljstva svaki dan.
Be satisfied with every day.
Budite zadovoljni sa svakim danom.
Even if the showers of Fruška Gauranga should stop in the midst when you are full of soap and there is no water coming.
Čak i ako dušem na Fruška Gorangi upala kupanja kada ste već nasapunjali skroz prestanu da radi.
Try to understand that whatever Krishna gives you on this day is just fine. It's just all right.
Pokušajte da shvatite sve što vam Krishna da za određeni dan, to je u redu.
If you want to be on pilgrimage but you begin to quarrel about and be upset with every little thing which doesn't work correct, you can't make a very satisfying pilgrimage.
Ako želite da budete na hodočašću i da se svaki put kada se nešto desi što nije u redu, da se nervirate, da se svađate, onda nećete imati uspješno hodočašće.
If you want to be satisfied with every day, there's only one solution, my dear devotees.
Ako želite da budete zadovoljni sa svakim danom, postoji samo jedan izlaz, dragi bhakti.
You have to take shelter in Krishna every day, svaki dan.
Morate da uzmete utočište u Krishni svaki dan.
Lucky that, you know, Pankajangri Prabhu is from resides in Sridhar Mayapur, and he knows often we go on Mayapur Parikrama, and if you want to be on the Parikrama and you don't want to be disturbed, you must practice a sense of inner satisfaction, otherwise India.
Pankajangri Prabhu je iz Majapura i on zna da kada idemo na Majapur Parikram, kada idemo na to hodočašće, onda ako ćemo da se nerviramo oko tih stvari, ako ne uzmemo utočište u Krišni, onda će to da bude jednostavno Indija.
The second rule for someone who wants to be on a pilgrimage and successful.
Drugo pravilo za osobu koja želi da ode na hodočašće da bude uspješna u tome.
It's self-control.
To je samokontrola.
I remember last year some of you ate too much. And you were miserably suffering.
I onda se zaista jadno patili.
You know, it came out through the two holes simultaneously. But even more than to control your eating, it's, you know, it's about controlling the tongue. Control your talking.
Čak I više od toga da kontrolišete šta jedete, koliko jedete, jako je bitno da kontrolišete svoj jezik, odnosno da kontrolišete kako pričate.
I once heard one definition of Belkane is sugar and blood.
Jednom sam čuo jednu definiciju Balkana koja kaže šećer I krv.
How does this sugar come? It comes by sweet talk. And how comes blood? By bad talk.
I kako taj šećer dolazi? On dolazi od slatkog govora. I kako dolazi ta krv? Ona dolazi od lošeg govora.
If you want to have a very happy pilgrimage to Fruška Goranga, learn self-control, and it starts with the tongue.
Ako želite da imate uspješno hodočašće, naučite da imate samo kontrol, a to počne od jezika.
Talk pleasingly, talk spiritually.
Govorite umilno, govorite na duhovni način.
Talk personally.
Govorite personalno.
Reveal your heart.
Razotkrivajte svoje srce.
Talk for the benefit of others.
Govorite za dobrobit drugih.
So this was the second rule.
Ovo je bilo drugo pravilo.
Do you want to hear the other two?
Da li želite da čujete druga dva?
Yes. Dobro. Third rule is respect other living beings when you are on pilgrimage.
Treće pravilo je poštujte druga živa bića kada se nalazite na hodočašću.
Wasn't it a nice atmosphere when everyone got their garlands?
Nije bila predivna atmosfera kada su svi dobili svoje garlande.
Have you noticed how sweet the atmosphere was?
Jeste li primijetili kako je bila slatka?
Svagatam Vaishnava, su svagatam Vaishnavi. Yeah. Wasn't it a wonderful atmosphere?
Jel tako da je bila predivna atmosfera?
It was an atmosphere of respect.
To je bila atmosfera poštovanja.
During your stay in pilgrimage, respect all.
Za vrijeme hodočašća poštujte svakoga.
All of you who are here are on your way to Krishna.
Svi vi koji se nalazite ovdje se nalazite na svom putu prema Krishna.
I believe even the dogs who are in Fruška Goranga are on the way to Krishna.
Ja vjerujem da čak I psi koji se nalaze na Fruškoj Gorangi da su oni na svom putu prema Krishna.
And the little insects.
I mali
insekti. And the big ones. Yeah. Let us respect all living entities.
Ajde da poštujemo sva živa bića.
And the third and last rule. Let me see. Yes. Freedom from pride and anger.
I zadnje je pravilo sloboda od pronosa I ljutnje.
My dear devotees, if you follow these four simple rules, your pilgrimage to Fruška Goranga will be absolute nectar.
Moj dragi bhakti, ako slijedite ova četiri pravila, vaše hodočašće će biti apsolutni nektar.
I will request Nityananda Kari to write these four rules down for you.
Zamolim Nityananda Kari da vam zapiše ova četiri pravila za vas.
In the sweet Belkane language and the sweet English language. For now, keep a sense of inner satisfaction. Be self-controlled, especially in the tongue. Respect all. And what was the last? I know. Freedom from pride and anger. Then you will all find your treasure. Your treasures are waiting, maybe while you exchange with the dear Vaishnava.
Vaša blaga vas očekuju, možda dok razmjenjujete nešto sa dragim Vaishnavom.
Your treasure is maybe waiting during a kirtan.
Možda vas vaše blago čeka za vrijeme
kirtana. Krishna may have hidden your treasure during a darshan of his beautiful deity form.
Krishna je možda sakrio svoje blago za vrijeme darshana njegovog predivnog oblika božanstva.
Krishna may also have hidden your treasure in a bowl of prasadam.
Krishna je možda isto tako sakrio svoje blago u posudi prasadama.
Somewhere here is a treasure for each one of you.
Negdje ovdje se nalazi blago za svakoga od vas.
And by keeping these four rules, you will be sure to get it.
I ako slijedite ova četiri pravila, sigurno je da ćete ga dobiti.
Sometimes, and this is my last point, Krishna will also keep a treasure for you by all of a sudden waking you up.
I ovo je sada moja zadnja pojenta. Krishna će možda da razotkrije svoje blago za vas tako što će da vas probudi.
When Lord, there was once a king called Muchukunda.
Jednom je bio kralj koji se zvao Muchukunda.
He had asked for a blessing.
Tražio je blagoslov.
That he could sleep as long as he wanted.
Da može da spava i spava i spava dok god on to želi.
And anyone who woke him up would be burned by his fiery glance with his red eyes. So Krishna thought, let me wake him up. But I will not go personally, otherwise he will look with his fiery eyes on me, and that's not good for him.
Ali neću to učiniti lično, u tom slučaju bi on pogledao sa svojim vatrenim očima u mene, ali to onda ne bi bilo dobro za njega.
I will arrange for the demon Kalayavan to wake Muchukunda up. And then Kalayavan can burn to ashes and Muchukunda can have my darshan.
Ali uredit ću da pošaljem demona Kalayavana da ga probudi i onda kada ga on sprži u prah i pepeo, onda će onda ima moj darshan.
So Lord Krishna was at that time in the town of Mathura.
I gospodin Krishna je u to vrijeme bio u gradu Mathura.
Kalayavana attacked with a huge army.
Kalayavana je napao sa ogromnom vojskom.
And Krishna just left Mathura and walked with his lotus flower garland, not touching the earth before Kalayavan.
I onda je Krishna napustio Mathuru i onda je samo tako lagano hodao sa svojim garlandom od lotosa i nije uopšte dodirivao zemlju ispred Kalayavane.
The idea of Krishna immediately worked. Kalayavan was provoked.
I ideja koju je Krishna imao na umu je upalila. Kalayavana je bio isprovociran.
Hey Krishna, let's fight!
Hey Krishna, hajde da se bijemo.
Kalayavan saw that Krishna had no weapons, so he threw away his weapons, true to Kshatriya codex, and began to run at Krishna to engage him in fist fight and wrestling.
I Kalayavana je vidio kako Krishna nema nikakvo oružje, onda je u skladu sa Kshatrijskim kodeksom je odbacio svoje oružje, onda ga je izazvao na borbu sa pesnicama.
But how can the shadow catch the sun?
Ali kako sjenka može da uhvati sunce?
How can the demon Kalayavan grab Krishna?
Kako demon Kalayavana može da uhvati Krishna?
Krishna just smiled and went to the cave in the Himalayas where Muchukunda, the king, was resting.
Krishna se samo smiješio i otišao je na planinu u pećinu u kojoj se Muchukunda odmarao.
When Krishna entered the cave, he took away his yellow shada and spread it over the sleeping king.
I kada je Krishna ušao u tu pećinu, on je skinuo svoj žuti čador i stavio ga pred kralja koji je spavao.
Kalayavana ran into the cave.
Kalayavana je utrčao u pećinu.
Krishna, you won't escape this cage.
Krishna, nećeš pobjeći iz ovog zatvora.
And as his eyes began to become accustomed to the darkness in the cage, he saw something yellow lying in the corner.
I dok su mu se oči polako privikavale na tamu u pećini, ugledao je nešto žučkasto u kutu pećine.
Hey Krishna, first you run like anything, then you take a rest in the corner.
Hey Krishna, prvo trčiš, a onda se tu odmaraš u pećini.
Wake up!
Probudi se.
I want to fight with you.
Želim da se borim sa tobom.
And Kalayavan, the king, took his left foot and kicked the being who was asleep in the corner of the cave.
I Kalayavana je onda svojom lijevom nogom udario to biće koje je spavalo u kutu pećine.
But it was not Krishna.
Ali to nije bio Krishna.
The one who woke up was Muchukunda, the king with the fiery eyes.
Osoba koja se probudila je bio kralj Muchukunda koji je imao vatrene oči.
Who has woken me up?
Kome je probudio?
And he saw the demon Kalayavan.
I onda je ugledao demona Kalayavana.
His eyes became fire.
Oči su mu postale vatra.
And he burned Kalayavan.
I onda je spržio Kalayavan.
And he just wanted to go back to sleep.
I onda je samo želio da ode nazad, da nastavi da spava.
But he felt there was someone else in the cave.
Ali je osjetio da je bio još neko u pećini.
And he felt from this other being not an atmosphere of fear, but an atmosphere of love grabbing his heart.
I onda od tog bića je osjetio ne atmosferu straha, nego atmosferu ljubavi koja je osvajala njegovo srce.
Who are you? Said Muchukunda.
Ko se ti, rekao Muchukunda?
I can't see you in the cave.
Ne mogu te vidjeti u pećini.
But I feel that you are the same person who hides in the cave of my own heart.
Ali osjećam da se ti ta ista osoba koja se krije u pećini moga srca.
The Krishna said, oh, I have taken many, many births.
I onda je Krishna rekao, oh, ja sam se više puta rađao.
I am known by many, many names.
I poznat sam pod mnogim, mnogim imenima.
I am present everywhere.
Prisutan sam svuda.
Muchukunda understood. This is my Lord. My Lord who has arranged to wake me up. My Lord who is now ready to give me his darshan. My dear devotees, welcome to Vrishika Gauranga, where you also will be waken up, hopefully. Hare Krishna.
Moji dragi zate, dobrodošli na Frušku Gorangu, gdje ćete i vi biti probuđeni, nadamo se.
Divjago, divjago, wake up, wake up, says Lord Gorachandra.
Probudi se, probudi se, kaže gospodin Gorachandra.
Too long you are sleeping on the lap of Maya.
Predugo se spavao na krilu vještice Maya.
I have come to bring a medicine for you.
Došao sam da ti dam lijek.
This medicine is very special. It will totally cure you. It's the medicine of the holy name. So I request all of you to use your stay in Vrishika Gauranga to chant like anything.
I tražim od svih vas da za vrijeme vašeg boravka na Vrishika Gaurangi da pjevate kao išta.
Chant as if your life is dependent on it.
Pjevajte kao da vam život ovisi o tome.
In this age of Kali's Sankirtan, chanting together is the Yuga Dharma.
U ovom dobu Kali Sankirtan, odnosno pjevanje sa drugima, je Yuga Dharma.
We can do this now.
I to sada možemo i da učinimo.
We can sit, come together for the aratiks.
Možemo da dođemo zajedno i da kudemo na aratike.
For the nam yagyas and the vindavan evenings.
Za nama yagyu ili večer vindavana.
For the lectures.
Za vrijeme lekcija.
And we can chant.
I možemo da pjevamo.
As if our life is dependent on it.
Kao da naš život ovisi o tome.
We can wake up to our eternal spiritual self.
Možemo da se probudimo u svom izvornom identitetu.
So I wish all of you a very, very, very good summer camp.
I svima vam želim zaista, zaista dobar djetnikan.
May you have the most blessed pilgrimage.
Želim da imate najblagoslovenije blagoslovljenije hodočašće.
May each of one, each of you with your sincerity please the Lord of your heart.
Neka svako od vas sa vašom iskrenošću zadovolji gospodara vašeg srca.
May you come closer and closer to your cherished goal of full Krishna consciousness.
I neka svako od vas priđe se bliže i bliže do vašeg najdragocjenijeg cilja pune svjesnosti Krishne.
There are many servants here on this summer camp who want to help you.
Ovdje su mnogi sluge na ovom ljetnom kampu koji žele da vam pomognu.
I think you all, we all should become such servants who wish to help others in their Krishna consciousness.
Mislim da bismo svi trebali postati takvi sluge koji žele da pomognu drugima u svjesnosti Krishne.
But now we come to the a great surprise.
A sada dolazimo do velikog iznenađenja.
Igore, please come. We have every day television for you. Every day at 8 o'clock is the Fruška Goranga news. We have a very qualified TV man. With his beautiful red jacket. So Igor will explain to us this part of the program. But let us all joyously exclaim, Go Premanandi! Jai Jai Sirare!
Maharadži objasnio, ja ne znam šta da kažem, svako veče u 20 časova bit će dnevni, televizija Fruška Goranga, nova televizija, eksperimentalna,